Okay, so new film on Netflix, The Lovebirds, which is, I mean, I suppose the way to describe it is a romantic murder mystery romp starring, but crucially not written by, Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae. So the film starts with a montage sequence of them falling in love. They're very sort of super touchy-feely, you know. Then cut to, I think it's 3 years later, and we meet them in the middle of a row. It's like that, you know, that Meatloaf song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yes.
In which there's that thing in which, you know, I swore that I would, you know, love you till the end of time, and now I'm praying for the
Praying for
end of
the end
time.
of
So
time.
it's the end of time, exactly. So it's that kind of thing. So it cuts to them. They can't agree on anything. They can't even agree on what restaurant to go to. And as she says, we live in New Orleans, best restaurants around. You know, so how they have petty squabbles, petty jealousies. He's jealous of this guy that he thinks that she's kind of interested in. He's a documentary filmmaker, or at least he says he's a documentary filmmaker, who won't show her his work. She works in an ad agency. They're due to go to a party. And en route in the car, they realize that they've kind of run out of road, and they break up in the car. And they sort of, he takes his eye off the road. He turns to look at her, bang, hits a cyclist. Cyclist smashes the window. He runs out, you know, cyclist seems to be okay, gets up and immediately runs off. At which point, somebody else turns up, claiming to be a plainclothes policeman, says, chase that guy. So the guy then gets in the car, they chase the cyclist, they catch the cyclist with very bad results. At which point, they realize that the guy probably wasn't a plainclothes policeman after all, but he's now disappeared, and they now look like the suspects in a crime. And the only way they can get off the hook is by solving the crime themselves. So it's one of those kind of, you know, those sort of caper romps in which the mechanics of the plot are simply there to put the central couple in a bunch of different situations in which they can do the thing they do. It's directed by Michael Showalter, who directed The Big Sick, which I loved. But that was crucially written by Kumail Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon. And it was autobiographically inspired. It was a really, really brilliant script. This is written by Aaron Abrams and Brendan Golan. It has nothing of that kind of narrative drive or complexity or heart of The Big Sick. So it's basically much more like that kind of that well-worn setup that you get in like Date Night or Into the Night, actually, the you know, the John Landis film. That the mechanics of the plot are just there, you know, as a function of moving them from one situation to the next, and they pretty much end up getting in the way. All the laughs are because the two leads are funny, and them bickering and squabbling between, I mean, who knew that you could build 90 minutes of entertainment principally on two people who actually are clearly made for each other, but just bickering and squabbling and arguing about nothing. I mean,
Amazing.
who ever thought that such a thing
Ridiculous.
was possible? And of course, the more pointless the arguments, better they are. They argue about lyrics of songs. They argue about, there's a weird thing, there's a weird setup for a gag about arguing about the spontaneity of an orgy and whether or not orgies are planned, or whether or not orgies are, you know, are things that just happen spontaneously. And this actually turns up to be a setup for a really extended gag much later on, in which there is a really long sequence which is a gag about Eyes Wide Shut. The sort of which is one of those weird things, because you just think, you know, okay, we've had a whole bunch of things that they get captured, they get tortured, there's a weird thing with a horse, there's a weird thing with a chip with a pan full of fat, there's all these bits, but I did not expect to end up with a whole big set piece gag about Eyes Wide Shut. So it's not terrible, it's not terribly good either. It is, however, shorter and, let's be honest, funnier than Eyes Wide Shut.